The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The sky was blue as blue could be. The ground was cracked and dry. It hadn't rained for 3 years. Elijah, the man of God, had been told by God to go meet the wicked king Ahab. God had withheld the rain because of the sin of Ahab and his evil queen Jezebel. Now God was about to show up in a most powerful way. As the two men met, Ahab lashed out at Elijah and blamed him as being the cause of the drought. Elijah refused to take the accusation and quickly put the blame squarely on the shoulders of the wicked king. Then Elijah offered to prove it in an open contest on top of a mountain named Carmel. Ahab accepted the challenge and agreed to bring all the prophets of the heathen god Baal to the site Elijah had chosen. As the crowd gathered, Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to place a sacrificial bull on an altar and call on their god to bring down fire from heaven to consume it. But after hours of pleading with their god, nothing had happened. Then Elijah built an altar, placed a bull on it, and poured several barrels of water over the sacrifice. He then said to the people, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal, follow him." He then, in a simple prayer, asked Jehovah to prove Himself to be God by letting the fire fall. All of a sudden, fire fell out of the sky, consumed the sacrifice, the wood, and the stones from which the altar was built. The crowd fell on their face and cried, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" This story has great significance for us today. The crisis we face at this hour is no less dramatic than that which Elijah faced. The nation of Israel had gone after the gods of pleasure, prestige, and possessions. Only a remnant had refused these new gods and were still true to Jehovah their Creator. America has traveled this same path. Built on the faith in the Bible which our founders knew, we have progressively grown less and less receptive to that faith. Today we are reaping the fruit of that unbelief. When congressmen cannot identify socialism well enough to recognize its dangers, and they vote to approve the national government taking over ownership of business, that vote shows us they don't realize the dangers of giving away private ownership of business. The Bible warns us, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Our Constitution has been trampled on. We have entered the fourth quarter, the beginning of the end of our national government. So is there any hope? Absolutely. But it's not in trying to effect change with the present Congress we have. They obviously know too little of America's original system to be able to restore it. We must replace them with people who think biblically. And that can only be done as we vote into office people at the local levels who do think biblically. As they move to state offices and implement biblical principles there, they can show that the Bible works in government. Thus, we must have an overhaul from the ground up. So that makes this year's local and state elections much more important than the national ones. Let's begin to think local again and rebuild this nation one community at a time. You think we're too few? Don't forget, the fire fell at the request of one man. Will you be that man? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our revival meetings that we do, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.